this is Dennis Waitley. For all who desire to get ahead financially, who want financial independence, there are secrets that only a small percentage of the population understands and applies, but that are available to everyone who really wants to gain personal freedom and financial security. These simple secrets are illustrated in an incredibly powerful book written many decades ago entitled The Richest Man in Babylon. It has become an American classic that is probably the most profound philosophy ever written on the subject of personal finances. Although written as an historical reference to ancient Babylonian times, the daily struggle to make ends meet and save for the future is virtually the same now as it was then. More often than not, there is more month than money. So the proverbial question continues today as it did then. How did the richest man in Babylon become the richest man in all Babylon? And what can his wisdom teach me about becoming wealthy today in our highly competitive modern culture? The answers to these questions are contained in this paraphrased Money Mastery audio version of George Clason's timeless book. What you are about to hear are the most empowering financial concepts available anywhere from any source. They apply equally to women and men. Following these principles in your daily routine will bring financial peace and harmony to your life, particularly when you apply the Money Mastery system to implement these concepts. Money Mastery is the easy-to-use, step-by-step detailed program that will give you the peace of mind and financial independence that we all strive for ourselves and for our loved ones. So welcome to the richest man in Babylon. In old Babylon, there once lived a certain very rich man named Arcad. Far and wide he was famed for his great wealth. Also was he famed for his generosity. He was generous in his charities. He was generous with his family. He was liberal in his own expenses. But nevertheless, each year, his wealth increased more rapidly than he spent it. And there were certain friends of younger days who came to him and said, "You, Arcad, are more fortunate than we. You've become the richest man in all Babylon while we struggle for existence. You can wear the finest garments and you can enjoy the rarest foods, while we must be content if we can clothe our families in raiment that is presentable and feed them as best we can. Yet once we were equal. We studied under the same master. We played in the same games, and in neither the studies nor the games did you outshine us. And in the years since, you've been no more an honorable citizen than we, nor have you worked harder or more faithfully insofar as we can judge. Why then should a fickle fate single you out to enjoy all the good things of life and ignore us who are equally deserving?" Thereupon Arcad remonstrated with them, saying, "If you have not acquired more than a bare existence in the years since we were youths, it is because you either have failed to learn the laws that govern the building of wealth, or else you do not observe them. Fickle fate is a vicious goddess who brings no permanent good to anyone. On the contrary, she brings ruin to almost every man upon whom she showers unearned gold. She makes wanton spenders who soon dissipate all they receive and are left beset by overwhelming appetites and desires they have not the ability to gratify. Yet others whom she favors become misers and hoard their wealth, fearing to spend what they have, knowing they do not possess the ability to replace it. They further are beset by fears of robbers and doom themselves to lives of emptiness and secret misery. Others there probably are who can take unearned gold and add to it and continue to be happy and contented citizens, but so few are they. I know of them but by hearsay. Think you of the men who have inherited sudden wealth, and see if these things are not so." His friends admitted that of the men they knew who had inherited great wealth, these words were true, and they besought him to explain to them how he had become possessed of so much property. So he continued, "In my youth, I looked about